Hey, Romy, welcome back to the podcast, man.
Hey, George, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. You know, this is going to be part two for everyone. If you haven't checked out the first version, you should. A little bit of longer format. This one's going to be kind of short and sweet because we didn't really get the time to dive into the DRC, the Devil's River Conservancy, of which you work and you're a huge part of that organization. And I just wanted to make sure we shine the light on this because it's a very important place in Texas, a very important program that you're a part of as far as keeping this pristine and beautiful and enjoyed. And it's natural elements. So let's just run on into it, man. Tell us a little bit about the DRC, how you got involved, and we'll just kind of take it from there.
Yeah, thank you, George. So let me start off by saying that the Devil's River Conservancy, we'll just start with the mission statement. The mission is to preserve and protect the Devil's River and the lands within its basin. We're committed to promoting the significance of the Devil's River as a resource, as a landscape, and as a culture in a lot of ways. You know, kind of moving away from the mission statement, I think of the Devil's River region, which for folks that don't know is a short but mighty river that's tucked in the southwestern corner of the state, generally between Sonora and Del Rio, although the basin's much larger and a bit more expansive than that. It's a tributary to the Rio Grande and enters into Lake Amistad, which is one of the reservoirs that the Pecos, the Rio, and the Devils feeds into. The area is one of rugged landscapes associated with the westernmost extent of the Edwards Plateau or Central Texas. We have this cool sort of influence of habitat coming in from South Texas and that Tamaulipan thorn scrub habitat, and then also the easternmost extent of the Chihuahuan Desert. So you have these three ecoregions sort of culminating on this one geography, creating this incredible abundance of biodiversity, this dry, harsh, rugged, cobbled limestone landscape. But then you have this river that cuts through it that is you know, can be described as this Caribbean blue line that supports a unique ecosystem within this desert landscape that is more akin to a Central Texas or Hill Country river. A lot of the trees will be familiar, and they grow in this very thin riparian zone associated with the river. It's largely been protected to date by the stewardship of private lands, and this is a fiercely protected private property stewardship minded community that has done a lot of the work of providing this pristine landscape that we cherish. There has been some state and federal investment in land acquisition in this area. We have two state natural areas along the river. State natural area is a part of the parks program with Texas Parks and Wildlife, but it's managed a bit differently in that these lands are managed first for the resource and secondarily for the recreation. So this isn't like a Garner State Park type of situation where you're going to have a restaurant, a dance hall, and like a billion camping sites on top of one another. This is, you know, dirt, caliche dirt roads that wash out after storms, limited low impact camping, very primitive, and a real sense of this resource is why you're here, and all of this pristine wilderness and this spiritual experience that you can have associated with it. And they manage that way, which we appreciate. And then also the river feeds into, as I mentioned, Lake Amistad, which all of the shoreline around the lake and up into the arms of the Pecos and the Devils and along the Rio are all managed federal lands in the National Park Service system. And there's lots of cool hunting and recreational opportunities, boating opportunities associated with that. So you see this sort of public-private partnership really having protected this area in sort of complementing the really good work of private lands managers, ranchers, and farmers. And, you know, we see quite a bit more of the, you know, weekend recreational hunting operations and a growing sector around ecotourism, just this primitive landscape attracting folks to kind of hang in, cherish the river and the landscapes and treasure it and sort of go back, sort of moved that's to say, you know, this is what, you know, Texas may have looked like, you know, 100 years ago. It's largely unspoiled. So it's this very rare sort of occurrence in the state where you have a river that today looks not much different than it probably did 100 years ago. And I think that's one of the unique things about the Devil's River. It's also largely considered to be the most the cleanest river, the most pristine river in the state of Texas, or at least one of them. And we see that some water quality standards are set according to how according to the Devil's River because of how pristine the river is. 100% spring fed flow. So there's this beautiful relationship between the rain that falls out of the sky that then percolates through the ranches into the ground, and then that groundwater swells up, feeding these springs that create the wet portion of the Devil's River, about 44 or so miles. The river itself is you know much longer than that, but most of it's dry, and it starts off there in central Val Verde County for the wet and perennial reaches. So that's a little bit of an overview of the river. The Devil's River Conservancy is the only organization that's dedicated entirely to the Devil's River, its stewardship, its protection, its advocacy. We are strong partners with other conservation-minded entities, including the Nature Conservancy, that's made huge investments in the Devil's River region. Texas Parks and Wildlife, as I mentioned earlier, Texas Agricultural Land Trust is another good partner. The two land trusts that I just mentioned, Nature Conservancy and Texas Agricultural Land Trust, they both hold easements in and around the Devil's River. So these are, you know, if you go back to our previous conversation talking about easements, these are privately owned and managed lands that are forever protected, encumbered with a conservation easement, which is a legal tool that restricts development, but not very many uses, traditional uses in particular. And what we can boast is that within our river basin, we and in Val Verde County, where the river, the wet portion of the river flows, we have more privately conserved acreage than 253 other counties in the state. We're number two, 252 counties. So because we are number two, that would mean there's only one that's beating us. And that to me means that's a voluntary, maybe the ultimate stewardship sacrifice made by a private lands owner. And it's one that's done voluntarily. There's no, you know, requirement that they do this work. And it creates a culture around our county and community and associated with our river. One that says we care deeply about this river, its protection, its stewardship, and its availability in the future for future generations of Texans. That's a bit of a rarity in my mind. You know, like I said, there's 254 counties in the state. We're number two. And that means that there's a lot of other counties that don't have quite as many acres or the culture, more importantly, I believe. So whenever we're, you know, kind of raising a little bit of hell about, you know, wind energy siting in our county, I say the way that we're different than a lot of other communities that are raising the same types of hell is that we and our landowners in this basin have made these sacrifices to create a culture. And we hope that culture's appreciated and respected not only by our neighbors and our visitors, but also by, you know, the decision makers in public policy. So, I mean, you know, without digging too deep into that subject, that's sort of what the Devil's River Conservancy, some of what the Devil's River Conservancy is. We have big investments in liaisoning in support of research to understand the groundwater, to understand the relationship back with the surface water, the ecology, all of these very special, oftentimes minuscule species that exist maybe only in the Devil's River, right, or in the river and only a handful of other places in the world. So it's a very special, very unique ecosystem. And lastly, I'm sorry, it's a bit of a monologue here.
No, this is good stuff.
I came here, it'll be a year in about, so today's March 19th, and my first day was April 1st, 2023. I assumed the role of executive director with Devil's River Conservancy almost a year ago. It's been a great change for me, and I believe for my board and for this organization. We think of ourselves, you know, now 14 years old. We were established in December of 2010, you know, almost 14 years old, as sort of reaching our adolescence, or, you know, our maturing phase. We're not a startup anymore. We're an impactful organization with a well-known and recognized brand associated with preserving, protecting, and treasuring the Devil's River, and ultimately the landowners, including our public partners that affect that stewardship here, while also at the same time promoting strong, responsible, and respectful advocates that come here to utilize it recreationally. We love those folks that come here seeking respite, you know, pristine wilderness experience, and not necessarily those that are here to kind of conquer the river. This isn't necessarily the type of ethos that we want to present or support. So we're really trying to control the narrative around respect and responsible use.
That's very important, man. There's a reason that it's so pristine, and we want to keep that for future generations to enjoy. And
thank you.
For people who are looking to, I mean, obviously I'll send them to your website too, but if they're looking to go and visit and, you know, check this out in person, I know that you know, we talked about, there's about a 90-mile stretch, of which, you know, 40 something is above ground. The other is below ground, which helps filter all that water and kind of keep it that pristine too. It, in and of itself, is an ecological wonder. And I was curious about where are some spots that people are able to drop in, being that it's, you know, private land around so much of it, but yet it is a river that we can enjoy publicly. Where are some places that people can go, or some major drop-in locations, or as far as, you know, is there a check-in place? What is that, you know, for people who are wanting to take advantage of this and go visit this, how would you direct them to kind of move through that? You know, maybe one, starting by looking at your website, but then as far as like the visitation side, you know, let's talk
about
that.
Yeah. No. So we have a website, devilsriverconservancy.org, that is chock full of information. So you can first go there to get a little bit of background. We have this wonderful database that we're about to start refreshing that includes tons and tons of literature and articles, lots of scientific papers. You can get pretty technical in there, but there's also some popular articles too. Just kind of go through the annals of what is known and what has been written about the Devils. So, you know, if someone feels that they, you know, beyond the pretty pictures and some of the writing, that they need to really tangibly experience it, I would encourage them to first check out the Devil's River State Natural Area Del Norte unit. That's our northernmost 20,000 acre state parks owned unit. Again, manages a state natural area. So there's, you know, limited primitive camping. You need to have some familiarity with the region and what it's like running down, you know, 30 miles of ranch caliche road that can wash out and is rocky. But I would say go there, get a reservation through the Devil's River State Natural Area website at Texas Parks and Wildlife. There's a little bit of river access at that point. We're also working with Parks and Wildlife and looking forward to the opening of the southern unit, the Dan Allen Hughes unit of Devil's River State Natural Area, which is about 18,000 acres. It has more river frontage. It'll be another low impact, low development park system facilities. And the timeline for that one opening up is yet to be determined, but they're looking at probably as early as spring of 2025.
Nice.
For fully opening. And then we do have some unique opportunities around in the private sector. So Explore Ranches utilizes the Hudspeth Ranch, which includes the headwater springs of the Devil's River, as part of their offerings on occasion. So you can sort of rent a ranch.
Yeah.
And that's an incredible opportunity. And then there's some interesting recreational opportunities around river access with private lands and private landowners, estate natural areas. If you're a bird watcher, I would encourage folks to check out Birding the Border with AgriLife Extension Services. They have a unique festival centered out of Del Rio with trips that go out there for bird watching purposes. And then finally, the river itself is paddleable. So you can paddle the river. The best way to do that is to utilize the Devil's River Access Permit Program. It is a Texas Parks and Wildlife administered permitting program that potentially pairs you with a good shuttler or outfitter that can, you can always do your own trip. That's fine. But we do encourage, especially first timers or those that lack a little bit of experience or really need some orientation, to work with an outfitter, because that education is offered by our outfitter partners. The Devil's River Access Permit system is a great way to legally access the river and camping spots along the river on state land and state leased land. So some of the private ranches have offered up some leases for paddlers so that they don't, unintentionally trespass, which is a major issue and a major problem along this river. It's why there's a history of conflict between recreational users and some of our private landowners out here. And a lot of that goes back directly to poor preparation, poor education, poor understanding. And we're trying to combat that through some of our campaigns, working with our outfitter partners, working with our landowners, and working with the Department of Parks and Wildlife.
That's wonderful, man. Well, I heavily encourage everyone to go check out the DRC website. I'll have all the links below in the description. It's one of the most beautiful places I've seen in Texas. I can't wait to go and bring the family back there and just really check it out and, check out the section you were talking about, the southernmost, opening up next year. That'll be phenomenal. I've heard so many wonderful things, and I know that you've done so much with so many organizations and agencies and committees throughout the state. And I know that, DRC is in good hands with you, and you're someone who cares deeply and passionately about giving back and preserving what we have here in the state. And I just want to give a final nod and a thank you to you for all that you're doing, Romy.
Thank you. Those are kind words. And I take that with some high esteem coming from you, sir. I know how hard you work and I appreciate it too. Let me just sort of conclude with a quick plug for DRC and our website. If your listeners are interested, one of the most wonderful ways to get involved with the Devil's River Conservancy is to join us as a member. There's a membership button on our website. It's an $85 a year as an individual or $250 as a family cost. But more importantly, you're helping to provide underwriting for our ongoing endeavors. But with that comes some pretty cool perks, some discounts with merch off of our website. And then we're also beginning to host regularly membership mixer events in some of the major metroplexes around Austin, San Antonio, Del Rio, and maybe we'll expand beyond that. But we've got some cool offerings, and we'd love to have you join us in this mission, this cherished mission to preserve and protect the Devil's River, one of Texas' most unique and pristine corners of the state.
Well, yes, everybody, there you have it. Go check them out. Go to the website, sign up, become a member. And whenever you got that meet and greet near you, go check it out and make sure you tell Romy hello in person. And listen, we're going to be definitely having you back on the podcast, chatting about some other things you got going in the future. And if you can go ahead and give a plug one more time for your website that you're running. I know you're kind of revamping that right now, but let's go ahead and let that known so people can go and see what you're doing as well.
Making some progress on the moderntexasnaturalist.com website. It's actually active right now, but it's a previous version. We're going to launch a new one, and hopefully we'll be kicking off some conservation podcasts and some blogging, and just a nice place to share some photography and stories associated with my travel and meeting really interesting people. A lot like what you do, George. We can't saturate the media with enough of this positive sort of, you know, spotlighting of good people doing good work out there. So I wanted, you know, I was inspired by you and some of my other podcasting friends, and I'm ready to join in the ranks.
Well, thank you. I'm inspired by you. So we'll just keep this ball building and hopefully we can bring as many people along as possible, right?
Hey, you know what, man? I think anytime you need a hype, man, you just holler at me. I got a lot of other good things to say about you, sir.
Oh, cheers, man. Good. So you got the check in the mail? That was good.
Yeah. I took the check. Yeah. I haven't cashed it yet.
Awesome, man. Well, listen, thank you so much. I really appreciate everything you're doing. It's been a joy to have you on again. And thank you for sharing everything with the DRC and all that y'all are doing, keeping that beautiful river as pristine as possible. And everyone, go check it out. Make sure you go over to devilsriverconservancy.org. Go check out Modern Texas Nationalist. And yes, we'll talk soon. Romy, you take care, buddy.
Thank you, George. Be well, sir.
Cheers. You as well.